very familiar readings, and we may find that we've turned our ears off, even though we didn't mean to. But if we can tune in again, we may connect with it, connect with both the readings in new ways. So our first reading, from the very beginning of our Bible, concerns creation and the Spirit of God hovering, brooding, moving, sweeping over the waters. It depends on the translation, but you get the gist. The Spirit seems absolutely vital to the whole process. And the process of creation is described poetically, but in a very structured way. Let there be. Then every new creation came into being, was made, separated, examined in its own right, and found to be good. When humanity is made, there are males and females, and they are created in God's own image. Blessed and told to be fruitful, they are to rule, having dominion power, over what had been created. And God sees everything that he has made, and it is very good. I want you to take a moment just to imagine standing next to God. Yes, I know it's a stretch. You are among the first people looking at each plant, each animal, each person which has come into being. You are examining a new creation. So maybe imagine a plant or an animal. Don't just give it a passing glance. Recognize it. Be present to it. Be amazed by it as you become more familiar with it. Each creation has its own new and unique qualities. But what can we learn from the extraordinary process of communication, of creation? Everything is made uniquely itself, but it's also part of something bigger. And everything belongs in its own unique place, its niche, if you like, within the whole of creation. So maybe imagine watching whatever it is that you've thought of as it settles into place for the very first time. Then, on the seventh day, God decides that the heavens and the earth are finished, and all their multitudes. We're awed and amazed, but then we are told that God hands it over to us. We do not have a clue on earth how to manage it. We find ourselves put in charge, responsible, but unskilled and untrained. Not much of an ask there. We can watch and wait and learn, but it's not really in our nature to do nothing. Humankind is made to do stuff, to meddle, to tinker. I wonder what would happen if we just do this. We might play with it, like a toddler with a new toy, just to see what we can make it do. But what if we break it? Even now, we don't know how to clear up the mess we make of the planet. But mercifully, we are discovering that the planet, creation itself, can and does heal some of the dreadful things we do to it over time. Looking after our environment takes everyone to commit to it, It is taking too many generations for us to realise that all the people in the world are in it together. As we learn from childhood, there are always bullies, there are always people who feel that they are entitled to power and will do anything to get their own way. And we realise, generally later in the day, that we cannot fix this, and we wonder what is to be done. We realise afresh that we're not in tune with God, with each other, with the planet. So perhaps we can turn to Jesus and the Gospel reading for guidance. Although initially it seems to be less comforting, less helpful than we might hope. Jesus takes the natural world for granted. The birds of the air, we think of climate change and pesticides, the lilies of the field, ditto. But he tells us that worrying about it is no use. Well, we know that, but can we stop doing it? No. And we are responsible for it, for pity's sake. It all feels too demanding, as it did in Adam's time too. We can do too little, and it's all too late, and we can't see a path forward. But then Jesus talks about trust, about reorientating ourselves towards God and walking in his ways. That's the foundation for everything. It underlies, it underpins everything. But it is rarely given to us to see much of the path forward. We can only repent and pray and trust God and take the next step. And I'd suggest that's why we come here Sunday by Sunday. To worship, to let God speak to us, encourage us, turn us round when need be, and inspire us. We recommit to encouraging and caring for each other and the planet in our own unique ways, knowing that we are indeed all in it together. We have our faith community, our companions for the journey. Jesus reminds us that putting God's kingdom first throughout our lives is the only loving and authentic way to live. Having been reminded of the light of God in our last hymn, may we commit afresh each week to continue to walk